It's 5 o'clock, 78 degrees. I'm Tim Livingood, WDRC News. There'll be no court-martial, but two top officers of the USS Stark are accepting penalties for not defending against the attack that killed 37 sailors. Captain Glenn Brendel will retire from the Navy at reduced rank, costing him an estimated $100,000 in pension benefits. And the ship's tactical action officer, Lieutenant Basil Moncrief, is quitting the Navy while still ineligible for any pension. The Navy says each admitted responsibility for what's called lack of readiness and inadequacy of measures taken to protect the Stark from the apparently mistaken attack by an Iraqi jet in the Persian Gulf. The attorney for Marine Sergeant Clayton Lone Tree charges that the military is closing portions of his court-martial to the press and public to create an impression that important secrets are being discussed. But before going into the closed-door hearing today, William Kunstler told reporters that's all pure hogwash. The lawyer maintains Lone Tree, a former Moscow embassy guard charged with espionage, never gave the Soviets anything that could harm the United States. President Reagan is out on the campaign trail again today, pushing his so-called economic Bill of Rights. Speaking to the Rotary Club in West Bend, Wisconsin, he again warned Congress against yielding to special interests seeking more tax dollars. Reagan says any tax increase sent to his desk is, as he put it, headed for a one-way cruise on the SS Vito. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop is warning that requiring AIDS testing of all pregnant women could boomerang. He warned a congressional panel today that mandatory AIDS testing might make some women shun prenatal care, and Dr. Koop says where there have been efforts to get pregnant women to undergo voluntary testing for the deadly disease, most have. Former Ohio Congressman Clarence Brown took over today as acting Secretary of Commerce. He had been Deputy Secretary under Malcolm Baldrige, who was killed in a horse riding accident Saturday. Brown is viewed as one of several serious contenders for the post. Booking agents for Polish tours may have problems getting repeat customers. When a tour bus left West Germany today to return to the Eastern Bloc, 32 Polish tourists were missing. They defected to the West. Only six people stayed with the tour. Also today, West German police say three East Germans defected. In the most dramatic escape, a 22-year-old man swam more than 300 yards across the busy and chilly Elbe River. Some residents of Zanesville, Ohio, weren't out to clean up City Hall. They were out to clean up themselves when the water from their taps turned ugly, a recurrent problem in the town. They called the mayor's home. He wasn't there. But his mother said it would be okay for the three to come over and use the shower. Mayor Don Mason says, Mom's very accommodating. That's the news. I'm Tim Livingood, WDRC.